This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour of what's on your mind for 2015. And we're not looking back, we're looking forward, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the New Year's Eve edition of What's on Your Mind, where you get to tell us what you're most excited for in 2016. And if possible, we'd like it to be a glasses half full rather than a glasses half empty kind of answer. Because we had some Debbie Downers join us in the first hour that had Hillary winning and all kinds of bad things happening. And, oh, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, and blah, blah, blah. And wow. Not only are they assuming bad things are going to happen, they just throwing their hands up in the air before it even happens. That's what's going to happen. I'm done. So I don't make a habit of suggesting how you answer or opine here on the program, so I won't start now, but I would appreciate it, as would Todd, if you could bring a little positivity to your look ahead into 2016. All right? Yeah. And I'm going to add a new question besides what you're most looking forward to finding out in 2016. And this is the one I'm wrestling with. I don't really mess with the New Year's resolutions because I don't know. They go away by February, you know. I mean, but
Or January 2nd or whatever.
I would like to, you know, write down a couple of things, maybe stick in my billfold and then pull it out in a year and see how I did. And doing things better, you know. Question for us. What do we want to do better in the new year? And that is for us as in the show, too, by the way. If there's things you'd like to... Hey, I wish you guys would have that guest on more, or this one less, or, you know, more of this and less of that. Whatever. What can we do better to serve you in 2016? We always want to know. But I'm noodling some things to do better. Here's one just that thought of this morning because my daughter left a note that I found this morning before I left. And it was just a, you know, nice little daughter-dad note, you know, where, Dad, love you, and thanks for playing volleyball with me last night, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of it, she does hashtag, because that's what kids do, you know, they get a little hashtag smile whenever, I think is what she said. I wrote it down. Smile whenever you can. And smile whenever possible. That's what it was, okay? So, Todd, think about that a second. When I say smile whenever possible.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Smile. Be positive.
Yeah, it means you could smile always, can't you? Whenever possible. It's sort of...
Certain instances where it's a little trickier than other times, but in general, we could all be more positive and smile more, no doubt.
Somebody tells you your dog died, you don't smile.
Right.
You could, I guess, but it just wouldn't probably be well-received. Oh, I'm sorry. Terrible. But I take that to mean just smile more. You know, a little simple thing like that. So, you know, is that one thing you'd like to do better in 2015? You tell us. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline to give us the ring here today. I want to know what you're most looking forward to in 2016. I want to know what you plan to do better. What are you going to do better? I'll participate in this exercise. Smile. Start there. We're brought to you today by our friends at Piper's Auctioneers. And they've got a busy 2016 planned already. They'll be hard at it, so we'll be telling you a little bit about that today on the program, too. Let's get right to the phone. Stephen Bismarck is here. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to say that you have not mentioned God in this. you want things to change for the positive, first thing you need to do is pray. And I changed my topic to that, and I'll leave that on that positive note.
So when you say I haven't mentioned, tell me what you said again. I haven't mentioned God.
Yeah, people can't do this by themselves. They need God, and they need to go to church and pray. And if you're in the block and worried about a prophet, you need to go to church and pray.
Yeah, somebody called yesterday, and they were talking. I forget the topic. Oh, I know, stress relief. We were talking about things that cause stress because we were at Hot Spring Spas with the Kirkwood Mall in Bismarck at the big moving sale going on there. And someone called and said something similar, you know, that a stress relief was to pray more or to have a relationship with God, which I think is great advice. And I think, Steve, your advice is good. Pray more. I mean, especially if you're sitting there lamenting what you believe are all these terrible things that are going to happen. My gosh, that's not healthy. So give it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, good advice. That's good stuff. Anything else, Steve?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Diane in Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Diane, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Welcome to the program. What is on your mind today?
Thank you. Well, it's not just wishful thinking here. I think it's something you guys can do, like, immediately, like the first day tomorrow. So it is concerning your nighttime programming. I would like to see George Norrie and Coast to Coast come back again at the 9 o'clock time. And if you still need to have Ground Zero on, make them at midnight. But talk about positive programming and positive people and positive guests and just so many wonderful, interesting, fascinating subjects. It's wonderful, but it's a little late for me, so I can't always catch it at that time of night. So,
all right, so Diane has a question about programming on KFIRE 550, which is, of course, the mothership of the What's On Your Mind Network, Voice of the Northern Plains, legendary 550 KFIRE.
Oh, yeah.
And you're also, of course, listening to this show on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO and 1460 KLTC. So we can't help you there. But Todd, what can you tell her about her requests for 2016?
Yeah, I was listening to the two phone calls that came in, so I did miss most of what you said, Diane. So I apologize to you. But
she wants something back on the program. Tell them what you want back.
Todd. Coast to Coast back at the 9 o'clock original position, I think it was. And apparently it would be, you know, recorded from the night before.
Oh, I can answer that for you. That was actually Premier Radio Network's decision. They used to, it airs live midnight to 4. And then they used to air a replay that started at 9 p.m. They discontinued, so.
Well, I know all that. I'm just saying, please bring it back to a reasonable hour. I mean, you have no influence. Is that what you're saying here, or
network show? But I can pass your sentiments along to the network.
Oh yeah, well I
can blame
really,
this call for the network. As a matter of fact.
Oh well, okay.
You tell that network whatever you want to tell them, Diane. Right now, just lay it on them. Go for it.
Well, no, but you're wanting positive now, Scott, and I'm talking positive here. So
good.
You know,
I'm looking for a little positivity. That's what I'm looking
this
for.
This is great stuff, and I do listen to 550 on my radio. So.
It's our trick. We want you to listen for 24 hours a day.
God bless
you.
Afford to cough up 4
Unfortunately,
hours.
Unfortunately, there's not everything you can't always control. So when it is a national program that, you know, the syndicator says, here's the deal, here's when you can air it, you don't have much
option. And that's when it airs live, and exactly.
Well, but if there's enough Diane's in this world, maybe they'll switch her up. That's what he
said. Well, because that's what they used to, by design, used to offer it, you know, the replay of midnight to 4 would start at 9 or 8 or whatever actually started.
Right, exactly. That's what I was referring to. So,
right.
And I don't mind that because if I can listen to your promos that play about 1,000 times, and you can might, and positively you could maybe reduce that number to about $9.99 for each one.
I could probably do that.
Yeah, because one, you know, and I heard the very same one 4 times within 1 hour one evening. So, yeah, ooh. I'm probably listening to it at least 10, 12 hours.
We are
today.
So glad to have you listening, Diane.
You're very lucky. You really.
And just that laugh has been enough positivity for my 2014.
You're in business. We want everybody to be listening just like you, as intently as you, as often as you, for as long as you.
Yeah. Well, I might have been a little, you know, over the top on that. But
yeah, I no. But, you know, I'll count it one
hours.
More time. I might have been wrong.
I tell you what, Diane, best laugh ever. And definitely made our New Year's Eve edition. So that was great,
I'll
too.
I'll play it for the network, Diane.
Thanks for the call. We're up against the break. Galen and Bismarck when we come back. Others welcome. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. That doesn't happen without you, our fine listeners. What are you looking forward to in 2016? What do you want to do better in 2016? We are not about looking back. There's plenty of places for you to get your fix there. We're looking ahead and love our listeners. There's not one expert we could find to talk about what happened in 2015 or what to expect in 2016 that would bring as much as
You do.
So,
have at it.
We are brought to you in part today by Pfeiffer's Auction Company. 2016 auctions on the docket include auctions in Taylor, Carson, Bismarck, Devil's Lake. Exceptional land auctions in McLean, Stark, Adams, Grand Forks, and McHenry counties. You want a catalog delivered right to your door? Jot this number down, 877-700-4099. You call that number and say, hey, Scott told me to call and you're going to send me a catalog. And 30 seconds later, you're off the phone and a catalog's on the way. 877-700-4099. You can also go to Pfeiffer's.com and browse there as well. Something else we're going to do in 2016 is go watch the Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers. That'll cure the winter blues and cabin fever. Get a town hop on a bus. See the Wild play the Florida Panthers Sunday, February 28th, 2 p.m. It's only $229 per person. You get a premium seat in the double attack zone. These are the really good seats. They're spendy, but it's worth it. We're gonna have some great seats. And also stress-free bus travel, thanks to Dave Noah's Remax Legacy Realty. And us Sioux fans will love former skaters Zach Parise and Chris Porter and Rocco Grimaldi, and we just got called up. Corbin Knight called up to the Florida Panthers. They'll probably be there as well. If you want to go, claim one of those seats while they last at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Let's get back to the phones here. Galen and Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Bring it, Galen. What's on your mind?
Well, I just for the new year, I just hope to be a better father, friend, and citizen of the U.S. of A. And I bet my late wife would agree that that would be a good thing for me to look forward to and work on for the year.
There's some good advice. There's some good motivation for all of us. Be a better father, be a better friend, be a better citizen of the USA. How can you be a better citizen? What would be one thing you'd do there?
Well, one would especially be this year, and that is with the elections that are coming up and the issues that the U.S. and the world are facing. When I hear about across the world the way the Islamic terrorist situation is, we need to listen to the candidates well, look at the issues, read, and go to the polls, vote for what's going to make the kind of change we want to see in the world.
We can do that, can't we?
Yep.
And we can. I think one thing we don't do enough in this part of the world is partly because of our Scandinavian nature.
Mm-hmm.
Is to sort of not want to get in anybody else's business, for lack of a better term. But I think discussions about who do you like, why, okay, mm-hmm. well, you know, the Hillary voters out there that you and I probably are going to disagree with, Gary. why not engage? What, everything she's done, what do you think most equips her? You know, I mean, plant a seed. You never know, mm-hmm. right? Then they start thinking a little bit differently.
Yes, we have to quit looking at what's politically correct and take a look at what the real issues are and what are going to be some real solutions. And you know what the old saying is, if we keep doing the same thing and expecting to have something different, that's insanity. And that's kind of what sometimes some blind people on both sides, both for the extreme ends, do, and even some in the middle. And we've got to be the change we want to see in the world. We have to be a part of it.
You mentioned the political correct epidemic. I think it's a disease.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why, I mean, Donald Trump, you know, I cringe sometimes when I hear the guy talk or, you know, about other people or whatever. But, you know, most people blow off anything bad he says about anybody or anything. And the reason they do, when I say most people that are trying to decide who would be the best Republican nominee for president, Democrats obviously are going to jump on it and use it. Hillary is, but whatever. I'm saying I think this cycle, more people give him a pass on that stuff because they see him as the one guy mad enough to pound the table and do something about it.
I think he's saying what a lot of us have thought for a long time. And we have to say what the issues really are and forget about hurting people's feelings, because I tell you, a lot of people's feelings are hurt when their heads are severed or they're put into human trafficking, as this group tends to do around the world. And we need to get beyond that. And what can we do here to make this world safe? And
yeah,
he's come up with a lot of good answers.
Good point.
Not easy ones, but they're things we need to look at.
I think what Donald Trump is contributing, just in the area of political correctness, just on taking on political correctness, is good. You know, that first debate with Megyn Kelly when he was asked, you know, why'd you say this about, you know, Rosie O'Donnell or whatever, that whole laundry list that they gave him. His answer right away was, you know what, I don't like political correctness. I think it's a bad. And he's sort of answering, hey, that's, I'm crass. I talk like that. I do that because he doesn't like political correctness. So if he can take it on, he'll provide a great service to the country. Galen, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Reynolds, North Dakota, is where Stan is. Do they still have bakery in Reynolds with those good buns?
I'm on the road by Reynolds.
You're not a Reynolds expert, huh?
No.
Well, if anybody in Reynolds knows, they used to have really good buns there. And I'm a bread kind of guy. I just wonder if that bakery's still there. But anyway, I won't put that on you, Stan. You're just telling us where you're calling from, not that you're actually there. And I got it. No problem. And what's on your mind?
Well, I'm happy that Trump and Cruz are high in the polls in the Republican Party. I think there's hope.
So what do you see those two bringing, Trump and Cruz, that gives you hope that they're high up there?
I think we can start a new Republican Party.
So they're going to clear out
Republicans out.
Yeah, and good point. I mean, those two could not be more of a worry for the Republican establishment, right?
Right. So, Cruz is my favorite, but and then Carson and then Trump. Are you there?
I am. Yep. No, I'm listening.
Oh.
So 2016, 2016, you're most excited to find out which one wins?
I'm just happy that they're high and that there's hope for a new Republican Party.
Good point. Appreciate the call, Rod. Stan, thank you very much. What's that?
I heard one of the new...
We lost him. Thanks for the call, Stan. Appreciate that. Rod says, in a text, our first grandbaby is due in January. That alone will make 2016 a great year. No kidding. Texter says, is this what's on my mind or what's on Scott's mind? I want to be negative, I'll be negative. Well, you can be. I pointed that out earlier. I was just giving you a little encouragement to go to positivity. And some of you have, thankfully, met the challenge. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How will you ring in 2016? Plan for a super relaxing New Year's Eve celebration at Chase on the Lake on the beautiful shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Ring in 2016 with this perfect package at Chase on the Lake. Stay anytime between December 30th and January 2nd and get in on a classic package that includes lodging and a New Year's celebration kit complete with champagne, 2 souvenir glasses, party favors, and more. New Year's Eve entertainment with the Jason Paulson Band. All that starting at just $329 for a 2-night package. Lodging. Activities going on every day, all week long, and the New Year's celebration kit of champagne, souvenir champagne glasses, and party favors, too. Go to chaseonthelake.com to see this incredible resort. Chaseonthelake.com. Or to find out more information about the New Year's celebration package. Or call 888-CHASE-06. That number one more time, 888-CHASE-06 at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
16 in Bismarck, 9 in Dickinson, Jamestown's 11, Minot 16, Wahpeton 16, 17 Fargo, 8 degrees in Grand Forks. Wind chill's like 11 below in Dickinson right now from the wind. How about that? I'm not a big wind chill kind of guy, but the wind is causing a bit of an issue there. Hey, welcome to a New Year's Eve edition of What's on Your Mind. Last chance to tell us what you're most looking forward to in 2016 and what you want to do better in the new year. Can you tell me that? I would be most appreciative of that, if you would. By the way, our friends at High Plains Apache wanted me to tell you 2016 started at High Plains Apache long before tomorrow. And that's with 2016 models in. And folks are raving about them. You know the amazing thing now is how these things change from year to year with things that actually give you a better return on your investment. They just get a little bit better every year. Best warranty you'll find anywhere either. Nobody wants downtime. And that's one of the great things that all the growers will tell you about. An Apache sprayer has that fabulous warranty, but it's little used because you just don't get that breakdown. And you're going to be in the field when your neighbors are not with a light footprint on those too. 2016's great deal. 2015's deep discounts. Low-interest financing available. The ET Ag Center for you. High Plains Apache. They're working on New Year's Eve. Come see them. Across from Bonanza. In Mandan. Exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Sally is teed up next. Sally's in Grand Forks.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. I think that 2016 is going to be a test. We're going to find out what the American people will stand for and what their character will demand. And I think it's going to be a good year. I'm looking for it to be. I think there's going to be a revival of the Republican Party through hopefully Ted Cruz. And I'm seriously hoping that everyone who voted for this omnibus spending bill will be either taken out through being primaried out or in the general election.
No, the last part's not going to happen. But let me before we'll come back to that in a second. Let's start with your first bit of positivity. A good test for the country. Couldn't agree with you anymore. I think that people lament Barack Obama. Barack Obama has been elected twice by a majority of Americans. You better worry about every soul that went to the polls and voted for Barack Obama before you worry about him.
I think a lot of people have had an epiphany.
Well, let's hope so. And again, to me, the biggest the biggest problem we face as a country is when there are more people voting.
We have,
Can I just finish my thought, and then you go ahead and comment on it. There's more takers than makers. Gimme, gimme, gimme. All right. That's why Barack Obama won. So you prompted me to think about 2016 in the sense of it will be a good test. You're exactly right. Couldn't agree with you anymore.
Well, I think there was another factor, and I think that was it was like a personality cult thing. I think it was a lot of people I know of who are hardworking people voted for him because I think they thought here's a chance to have a minority president, and oh, he's charismatic, and oh, he's going to be wonderful for the country. A lot of people gave him the benefit of the doubt after he got elected for the same reasons, and he's proven them wrong.
Now, let's jump to your last point. Your last point being anybody that voted for the omnibus spending bill needs to be primaried out.
We have to stop that spending. And you know what? I don't think that we can seriously complain about the EPA and vote to fund it. The whole concept of omnibus bills has to be addressed and stopped.
Yeah, that I agree.
Because we need to debate each of these items that's being spent on and each of these things that's being shoved under the door with.
I learned a little yesterday on that front from Congressman Kramer that a number of those bills were actually individually voted on and, you know, committee process and everything else. Now, they all got lumped together in the omnibus at the end, largely as a result of the Democrats refusing to vote on the defense appropriations bill. They didn't want to spend any more money on defense. A lot of that battle was over defense spending, and that's their MO. They don't want to do it. So, you know, it didn't happen in the end on how it was ultimately voted on in the regular order way, but it did actually in a lot of the ways. But I would only say it's not realistic. First of all, to want regular order, to want less spending, I'm with you. That takes more Republicans. To say, well, we're going to primary everybody out is a fool's errand. You're going to chase your tail. You know, the amount of people that voted in favor of that bill, there's just, you know, huge numbers there. So that battle was lost, and you lose some. Good points. Dennis in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. Say, I got something very positive about Hillary Clinton for you in the coming year here. Rush Limbaugh made a comment, observation a couple weeks ago that, I caught on right away. Hillary's poll numbers go up when she's not talking. When she does talk, her poll numbers go down. And I bet you anything, you're not hearing a lot about her because I'll bet you her and her team are planning a real strong defense for any upcoming debates that she has with Trump or Cruz or Rubio, whatever. And you know what? They're going to rip her apart. She is going to fall so flat on her butt when the presidential debates start. And I am really looking forward to that.
All right, Dennis, there you go. You gave me a little positivity for 2016. How much you're anticipating what's going to happen? You've laid it out there, and you're looking forward to it. I love it.
They're going to drop her. They are going to drop her flat on her butt. It's going to be really funny. All right, gentlemen, have a great New Year.
I don't fear her. I don't fear her at all. I don't. Brian, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Carlsruhe.
Where's Carlsruhe?
East Minot, North Dakota. You know where Minot, North Dakota is at?
I do indeed, yes. Yep.
I'm kind of calling, I think, you know, you wanted some little positivity for the new year.
Yep, exactly.
And is what I'm kind of getting at is I think you ought to change the name of your show. Because I think it should be, instead of called What's on Your Mind, you should be called The Revenue Show.
The Revenue Show?
Revenue, yes.
Revenue, okay. I'm not following. Are you talking about because of commercials?
Yes. Because you only have in your half hour or your hour, every hour, you don't even have a half hour of really a talk show.
No, that's not true. That's not true. The numbers are higher than that, and it's the same pretty much on, you know, across the board on talk radio. But you do need commercials. We don't apologize for commercials because without them,
I understand that. But you come back on the show, and you still got you selling revenue again. You know, when you come back from your break.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're talking about is like an endorsement ad or whatever that's different than a 30-second commercial. Remind me how this is the positivity that you were gonna bring, Brian.
Well, is what I'm thinking is, if you know, instead of having a show on, might as well just make it a revenue show for 2 hours on your radio.
Yeah,
I mean that's positivity for the radio station itself.
Yeah, you got to have a balance, and you know, I think we've strike a pretty good balance here, but. You obviously don't, Brian, and that's okay. Appreciate you calling and wish you a happy new year. There you go. That's Mr. Positive, Todd. You can make a positivity promo out of that.
More money is always a positive, right?
What do you want to do better in the new year? Is one of our questions today. Don says, personally, learn from my mistakes and remember that every day is a victory. That's pretty good. Wes says he wants to write. Peggy says a better president. okay. That's good.
Well, we will get another one for everybody who's frustrated at the one that's been there. We will have another one elected.
Debbie says focus on living and enjoying things instead of being a workaholic. Yeah. To me, work is not work, right? I mean, that's where I feel blessed. Again, I think a good work-life balance is there, but, you know, when I'm quote-unquote working, I don't feel like it's, you know, I'm doing ditch work or something, right? Something that I just don't like, it's miserable or whatever. So, but I get what Debbie's saying. Got to have a good work-life balance, no doubt about that. Norville says, by year-end, the media will start publicizing the 2020 campaign and resume the bombardment of blah. Yeah. Bob in West Hope has a New Year's greeting for us. Yes, Bob.
Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to everybody.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Well, anyway, Carl Drew, North Dakota.
Not far from you.
No, it's south of me quite a ways, but from Valva, you know where that's at.
I do know where Valva's at.
East out there about 20, 30-something miles like that.
That's what I love about this show every day, you know. Not every day, but a lot of days, you know, you get a pin on the map that you say, hey, never taken a call from there before. So that's good.
Yeah, that's good, too. But what I was going to mention is, you know, the old boy from Carlsruhe there, he's kind of right in a way, but there is a lot of commercials, but you need that, and whatever, but what I'd
yeah,
like
I mean,
to...
I guess just to explain how that works, without the commercials, then Todd and I don't eat.
Right? That's,
And then we're also not here to, you know,
right,
make the trains run on time. Right,
yeah.
That's part of what.
But there's one thing I'd like to see though. You always have open minds on Friday, right?
Kind of a Friday free. Well, not always, but yeah, we try a little more on Friday.
But I'd like to see more of that.
Well, every day is open line day here. Really, we always have at least a few segments. Just find out what's on your mind. Thanks, Bob. Happy New Year. Glad you called from West Hope. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this timeout.
What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550.
You've come to learn that if it's worth having, it's never easy. Chasing your dream is a full-time job with plenty of overtime. And sometimes your risk is its own reward. At Alaris, we believe happiness should be a limitless venture. That's why supporting your labor of love is our labor of love. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, is here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water, and because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue Southwest Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Yeah, Scott, John from Grand Forks. Let's see. In that, we got a place out of Devil's Lake. So, and in that, I'm the owner of 4 stents and found out I'm diabetic. I decided I'm going to look forward to fishing faster this coming year. And June 1st will be my folks' 71st wedding anniversary, and I'm really hoping we can celebrate that one. Talk to you later.
Well, you can celebrate that one. It's fantastic, yeah. And fishing faster. I love that. Way to go, fishing faster. John, nice to hear from you. Happy New Year to you. And Godspeed on well, with 4 stents, how can you go wrong? You're all fixed up. You're ready to go. But the diabetes thing is always a struggle. So you are in our prayers to have a healthy and happy 2016. Here's another call before we get to our guest.
Two quick questions. Are you planning another patriotic trip to New York? And how was your trip to New York? Second question, and I know this was a network programming one. Do you ever have time for Janet Parshall anytime during your viewing periods, listening periods? Thank you very much.
All right, so we had the K-Fire programming question earlier. Now we have an AM 1100 The Flag one. First of all, planning another trip to New York? Absolutely. Don't know exact details of when and where yet, but enough response from that group that we plan on doing it for sure. The University of North Dakota hockey team plays in Madison Square Garden against Boston College in December of 2016. So wouldn't that be a fun one?
Oh, man. You got to do that one.
Yeah, I know. So that's a possible.
Nothing wrong with MSG.
Yeah.
No. What's, so, do we know a date on that?
Yeah. Early December. I can't remember now off the top of my head, but it's like second or third, or it's very early in December. So anyway, might just make that happen.
Wow.
Stay in touch. And Janet Parshall is a great talk show host, does a very nice job. Lineup's pretty well solid right now. I know we've used her in some places on the weekend, but no plans for major shakeups anytime soon. But you do like a good host there. There's no doubt about that. Okay, our next guest is going to tell us a little bit about an event coming up this weekend that gun lovers may want to take in. Bill Braun from the Dakota Territory Gun Collectors Association has a show planned this weekend at the Fargo Air Museum. Bill, how you doing? Oh, okay, Bill's not there. I can tell you about it if Bill doesn't. Josh in Williston is here. Josh, what's on your mind?
Hey, a lot of people make resolutions this time of year, and they kind of focus on what they're going to do next year. And every year at the end of the year, I go through my journals. I've kept a journal since I was a young man. My father encouraged me to do so. And I like to go through and look at the things that I write down and the goals I set for myself for this previous year, the year that we've already gone through, and see how I did and then kind of refocus my goals and things like that. I've always found it a real treat to see some of the things. You'd be surprised some of the profound things you write down in your journal when you're not thinking about it. And it's always really inspirational to kind of keep you motivated and goal-oriented.
It's a great idea, great advice, Josh, for sure. I actually picked up a little journal, and I have a dear friend, Dan Carey at Vision Banks, who's done this forever. And been a good motivation, but I'm gonna join you in 2016. And good advice for others as well. I think it's a great, great idea. Even if it's just a couple of quick things, really good idea, Josh. Appreciate the call. Okay, Bill is here now to tell us about the big event at the Fargo Air Museum, which is coming up Saturday and Sunday. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Super wonderful day out there.
For folks that have not been to one of your Gun Collectors Association gun shows for the Dakota Territory, describe it for us.
It's a collection of all the dealers from North and South Dakota, and it's for Dakota Territory Gun Collectors Association with a primary mission of supporting hunting, shooting, and youth, especially youth, in the two states. The gun shows, we have 14 of them spread throughout North and South Dakota. Fargo is one of the largest, about 400 tables. Buy, sell, swap, and trade. Same laws apply at the gun show as if you were buying at a store. But you've got so many guns to look at. There'll be 400 tables or close to 400 tables of guns and different dealers that you can deal with. If you've got an old Betsy that you want to trade off or if you're looking for a new gun, stop on down and see us. We're at the Air Museum this weekend. This will be our first time at the Air Museum also. This is kind of a new thing for us. We were always at the Civic for the last 32 years.
And what are you looking
to,
I mean, if you're looking to buy, you're looking to sell, you want to swap, trade, whatever, I mean, you can do anything, right?
Pretty much, yep. You can get her done. And do it now before the end of the, or before you get 2 weeks into the, 2 weeks before the season and decide, oh, I should get a new gun. Well, at that time, then they can charge you whatever they want, the dealers. And now is a good time to be out there looking. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. It's supposed to be decent weather. And like I said, first time at the Air Museum. We're really looking forward to getting in there. And both hangars, the Air Museum itself and the Air Museum hangar, which are both about the same size, will both be full of tables, full of guns.
Two other quick things here. Saturday, hours 9 to 5. Sunday, 9 to 3. Again, Fargo Air Museum. They're also having a drawing for a Fargo Air Museum commemorative rifle on Sunday after 2 o'clock. So take this thing in at 400 tables. Buy and sell and swap and trade in. Admissions, $5. 12 and under are free. Bring the family and enjoy the gun show at the Fargo Air Museum. Dakota Territory Gun Collectors Association gun show. Thanks, Bill. God bless you, folks. We'll see you next year. Just had to say that.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.